When you look out onto the big board at a sporting event and you see, Rebecca, will you marry me? And then the camera flashes to the couple in the stands.
And she looks horrified.
Oh my gosh. It's 99.70 JX. Ben and Kelly. So those public displays of affection, of love, can be kind of cute. Now to me, I've said on the show, cringe. I have secondhand embarrassment. Uh-huh. Now, if that's how you got proposed to, or if that's how you want to propose, that's great. That's uh-huh. your thing. But I just know if I am attending that sporting event and I see up on the display there, I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Because I feel like it puts undue pressure on whoever's getting proposed to say yes in the moment.
Well, I always assume they're confident yeah. in the answer.
Assume, yes.
I assume it.
I mean, you gotta assume, I suppose.
Either that or they're thinking there's no way they're gonna say no in front of all of these people.
Yet we've seen that.
We have seen that.
Yeah, exactly. But what about public displays of I'm sorry, apologies?
That's cringier in my book.
Not
way cringier.
Not like court mandated. You know, where the judge makes them stand out on a street corner with a sandwich board around them saying,
right.
I stole or I messed up or whatever.
Right.
But like one human saying I'm sorry to another human in a big dramatic way.
I feel like that is, in a way, airing your dirty laundry.
Yeah,
and
a little bit.
I don't want any part of it.
I was going to say, I am not a fan of that either.
I want to leave the group chat.
I'll tell you, this has been going viral. We tweeted it out at Ben and Kelly Show, by the way. But this flight attendant. She is on TikTok, and she does a bunch of, like, flight attendant sort of things on TikTok. She's got a pretty big following. Anyway, she went viral after sharing a story about a request that she got mid-flight.
He said, she's super mad at me right now. Is there any way you would be willing to make an announcement when we land and say, Sarah, Eric is really, really sorry?
Yeah, and he's looking forward to having an incredible weekend with you. So she said that she was in the back of the plane, right? And this passenger walks back and was like, psst, hey, can you do me a solid? You know, we kind of got into a spat here on the plane, and I want you to do, you know, make this apology. And so she was just kind of like, she tossed it out there like, hey, what would you do in this situation? Would you honor that and say, yes, all right, sure, I'll do it. Or would you be like, you know what? I got to stick to like my job and do that. But she actually did. She agreed.
But
she made that announcement.
Did it work?
I don't know
though.
If it worked or not.
See, we need the closure.
but I'll say that to me, again, puts more pressure on the person you're apologizing to.
Oh, yeah.
To like say, okay, sure, it's all better now.
Fine.
Now that all the eyes are on me.
Right.
I think that's awful.
Oh, of course. It's absolutely putting them on the spot. And it's just, I don't know. It depends on what the transgression is that you're apologizing for. But
what if,
mostly, I just don't want any part of it.
What if it's... What if it's just a simple, like, benign sort of thing? Like, you guys get in a little argument, a little spat, and then they go over the top with a sort of an apology. They get on the intercom at Walmart, and they're like, Kelly, I'm really sorry.
I'm running out of the store. Immediately.
I can tell you that all of the women in my house would do the exact same thing.
Exactly.
They'd be like, we're leaving you here.
Yes.
Exactly. We are driving away and leaving
that
you here.
So cringy. I just can't.
So do you have a story of a public apology or, you know, did your partner do that to you? A big display, a big public apology. What was it for? Did it work? Because to me, I think it makes it worse.
I think, yes. I'm thinking 99.9% of the time it is going to be a bad idea.
Yeah, prove us wrong.